Welcome to Progressivisms, where you head into a Target and everything's locked down. For fuck's sake, they lock it down. Socks and underwear. I was like, oh, they're gonna lock down the booze. Okay, I guess I can see that. It sucks. And then they started locking down the ice cream, and they're like, oh, well, socks too. We gotta lock those down. Holy balls. This is a clown world over here. Why even go to a store if everything's locked? Gotta hit a button, have somebody come out 15 minutes after you hit that button to help you get these socks and your underwear off this shelf over here. But thank you. Thank you, leftism. This is what this brings you. If Targets are even in your vicinity in a Democrat-run show, because most of them have been set on fire, looted, and then Target ain't even coming back. But I guess if Target's going to try to stick around, they'll just lock everything behind fucking glass like this. That makes a lot of sense. Go down the street, and all you're going to see is BLM flags and rainbow flags, the conquering flags of leftism. And then congratulations, you got to step over homeless people, fecal matter on the fucking sidewalk to get to a Target where everything's locked behind glass. Wow, how do I sign up for more of this progressivism? How do I do this? I'm definitely going to be a lefty now, boys. I'm going back to leftism. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, wait, no, this is stupid. And again, this is a perfect example of what's going to happen to the rest of our society. Why are they locking everything down? Is it because of climate change? Huh? Is everything behind the glass because it's being protected by glass and plexiglass from COVID? No, they putting everything behind glass because of racism, of course. What do you mean racism? That doesn't make any sense. Shut the fuck up. Of course it's racism. This disproportionately impacts black people. Why? Why does this disproportionately impact black people? Why are you only locking everything behind glass in black areas? Okay, well, let's talk about that. Whoa, that's racism. Okay. All right. I don't want this for my society. I don't, this is insane. This is madness. This isn't what a world-class civilization does. This is what a collapsing civilization does. I don't want to be part of a collapsing civilization. We better start fucking speaking out and saying shit. But of course, they don't want you to, so they'll scream racisms or transphobia or all this other fucking nonsense to get you to slowly acquiesce to the rot of our society and say thank you for it. No, go fuck yourself. I ain't gonna thank you for this, you assholes, you fucking criminals. But there you have it. Everything is locked down in this Target over here. Everything. And you're gonna see more of this in Democrat-run shitholes if you even have a Target. In Oakland, they're telling you, they're writing a bill right now in this shithole city in California, where the city says you have to give us 6 months notice before you leave. You got to give us 6 months notice. So In-N-Out, Taco Bell, Target, Walgreens, CVS, all of these places that are fleeing. Again, not because of crime, because crime's down. All the shitheads running this area is telling everybody crime's fucking down, but they got to lock everything behind glass over here. They're saying, if you leave our city and you don't give us 6 months notice, we'll have our citizens sue you. What? Why is everybody leaving? Well, they're leaving because of climate change. No, nobody's leaving because of climate change. They're leaving because you Democrats won't fucking arrest anybody. Because you can't arrest anybody. Now, the slippery slope that you guys have set in this fucking direction over here, you can't arrest anybody. Because if you start arresting all these criminals that you've emboldened and protected, then it's going to give us ammunition to show everybody that crime's through the fucking roof. So you guys have decided now, well we just won't arrest anybody. Can't arrest anybody. We can't have those statistics used against us. Okay, well, the criminals got that message. The criminals are like, holy shit, it's open season. We're going to rob the fuck out of everything. Meanwhile, the shitheads running this place go, well, crime's down. Well, no, crime's not down. You're not arresting anybody. You're not charging anybody. They're committing the crimes. I know they're still committing the crimes because everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving. And I know everybody's leaving because you're threatening to sue people who leave. Insane. Leftism, boys, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. And these rhino motherfucking globalists are helping them do this stupid shit over here. Holy balls. This is the easiest thing in the world to call out. These fucking feckless rhino uniparty globalist Republicans are going along with it because they're sellout kid fuckers too. But there you go. That's a society in collapse right there. What, you fucking underwear. Underwear and socks are behind glass. Congratulations, lefties. You done fucking broke it. All right, thank you so much for watching the video. Support the channel. We're kept up to date on a collapsing civilization. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.